Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly. But it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry?
Shana, good morning, and welcome to this December edition of Offbeat on Radio Arrow 102.9, 105.2, and 87.8. And not surprisingly, given the time of year, I've all gone a bit Christmassy with tonight's selection. The show is called The 12 Years of Christmas, rather than the more traditional 12 days, and you'll see why later. And so the number 12 was quite significant in the construction of tonight's theme. And I just missed broadcasting on the 12th of the 12th, as the show is scheduled for the 13th of December, but I do have 12 tracks for you. My inspiration comes from one of two books I was given for my birthday. Together, these great books list all the Radio Luxembourg music charts from 1968 to 1991. And the second volume is specifically from 1980 to 1991. And if you count that up, it covers, quite conveniently, 12 Christmases. So I had a look at the December charts for each of those years and took a selection of songs which will make up the playlist tonight. Now, I did avoid, quite often, the songs at the top of the charts in December, as they tended to be a little bit too Christmassy for my liking. And I'll give you some examples as we go along. But further down the charts, however, there were some pretty good tracks knocking around. And the first track you heard did actually peak at number 3 in December 1980. A bit of a novelty Christmas hit from Jonah Louie. And it's called Stop the Cavalry. And it is actually an anti-war song, which I guess is quite appropriate given the current environment. Wasn't intended as a Christmas hit, but the record company picked up on Christmas being mentioned in the lyrics, and they added some sleigh bells, and voila, Christmas song it was. And topping the charts in December 1980 were any of three re-released tracks from John Lennon, who had sadly been murdered on December 8th that year. And there was also a song called No One Quite Like Grandma from the St. Winifred's School Choir. Now, it was a struggle, but I decided to spare you that one. So let's crack on with the music. Another track from December 1980. And I'm sure some of you oldies out there will recognise the intro. Here we go. Peaking at number 4 in the Radio Luxembourg chart of December 1980. That was, of course, the new romantic style of Spandau Ballet, all frilly shirts and headscarves there, with their debut single, To Cut a Long Story Short. And we'll stay with the December 1980 chart for the next track. It comes from the British ska two-tone band called The Beat, and it sort of hovered around the lower end of the top 20 during the Christmas period. The track is called Too Nice to Talk To. Oh, that's a great track there. If you fancy a little dance around the Christmas tree. It's got everything you need. There's some Afro drum beats, some cool guitar riffs, a driving bass, and a little bit of sax. Great rhythms there from The Beat. And we're going to be moving 1 year forward then to December 1981. And another good dance track in the form of some guitar jangle pop. Do you remember this one? Excellent up-tempo track there. That was the debut single from Haircut 100, and it was called Favourite Shirts, in brackets, Boy Meets Girl. And it came from their successful debut album, which was entitled Pelican West. More than 40 years later, that album was actually reissued this year, and I think Haircut 100 have also been touring the UK as well. Why not? Back in December 1981, the track managed number 16 in the Radio Luxembourg chart. There wasn't really a classic Christmas track topping the charts in 1981. At number one, I saw Young Turks by Rod Stewart, and number two was I'll Find My Way Home by John Anderson from Yes and Vangelis. But we're moving on to 1982 next, and some synth pop from Blancmange. This is Living on the Ceiling.
Tree.
And that was the third single taken from their debut album, which was called Happy Families. In December 1982, it didn't get much higher than number 17 in the Radio Luxembourg chart. And the Christmas hits at that time were Little Drummer Boy by David Bowie and Bing Crosby, followed by Winter's Tale from David Essex. And I think I prefer A Spoonful of Blancmange. For 1983, I'm going to cheat a bit, and I'll tell you why. Top of the charts throughout December 83 was a track from a British a cappella vocal group called The Flying Pickets. And they had a great success with a cover version of Yazoo's Only You. It's all very clever stuff, but not really my cup of tea for this show. And I definitely prefer the vocal talents of Alison Moyet. So here's the original from Yazoo, Only You.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther away. Won't you near me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I
Well, I'm not sure if it's maybe only you, or you might be in the company of a few others. Anyway, you're listening to Offbeat on Radio Ara, 102.9, 105.2 and 87.8. So that's six down, and we got six more to go. And I'm going to be skipping 1984 and 1985. There are a few good tracks around, but nothing that I really wanted to add to the playlist. In December 1984, the top of the chart was dominated by Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas? And from Wham, yes, you guessed it, the one that gets stuck in your head every year, Last Christmas. In December 1985, Band-Aid topped the charts again, and they were in front of Whitney Houston with Saving All My Love For You. 1986 had a bit more of an interesting selection of tracks, and I've chosen one from Swing Out Sister. This is called Breakout. That was some nice rhythmic pop jazz funk there from Swing Out Sister. One of their biggest hits taken from their debut album, It's Better to Travel. And back in December 1986, there was nothing really sort of out and out festive topping the charts. At number one, I saw The Caravan of Love by the House Martins. And not far away from that was The Final Countdown from Europe, which is another track you can't get out of your head once you've heard it. I've chosen a track from 1987, but I'll skip it for now because I decided to use that one to close the show. And so we're going to move on to 1988 then. And a great track from Nena Cherry. This is Buffalo Stance.
Will you sit down scratching and give me a beat? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the hi-hat. Go on. That's good. Now the tambourine.
right now.
And that track reached number 6 in the Radio Luxembourg chart of December 1988. And it was from Nina Cherry's debut album, which was called Raw Like Sushi. And if you're looking at the top of the festive charts that year, you would find Mistletoe and Wine from Cliff Richard. And number 2 was Especially for You from Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan. Once again, not really tracks for offbeat. So let's move swiftly on then to 1989. And this track almost made it to number 1 in the Radio Luxembourg chart of that year. It peaked at number 3. Featuring Jazzy B, this is the great R&B soul band from London, Soul to Soul, with Get a Life.
Collective. Cause you know you gotta get a life.
That's a fairly typically infectious track there from Soul to Soul. And it could have been a Christmas number one, but it was beaten into third place by Let's Party from Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers. I don't know if you remember those sort of sampling medleys using jive and rock and roll tracks. It was all very painful. And next after that was Jason Donovan back again with When You Come Back to Me. Well, I think I know which track I prefer. Anyway, we're down to the final three tracks now, and first up from December 1991, a song which is quite melodic and soulful, and it was a massive commercial success for the English singer Seal. This is Crazy. That was a song partly inspired by the fall of the Berlin Wall, apparently. Seals said he thought the world was changing at that point, and I guess he probably wasn't the only one to be thinking that. The song reached number 17 in the Radio Luxembourg chart, but it was a top five hit, in the UK charts. Around Christmas in 1990, topping the Radio Luxembourg chart was You've Lost That Loving Feeling from the Righteous Brothers. Now, that song was originally recorded back in 1964, and it's obviously been covered countless times over the decades, and I think it also featured in the first Top Gun film. I'm not really sure why it was re-released in 1990, but it was anyway the Christmas number one. So I'll end these 12 years of Christmas with a track from 1991, and then I'll be going back to 1987 for the final track, as I mentioned earlier. Peaking at number five that year, 1991, this is U2 with Mysterious Ways.
Fill up your room. You've been living.
That was coming from the album Achtung Baby. The track was performed very often live during the band's Zoo TV tour of 1992. At that point in sort of 91-92, U2 were going through a bit of a musical evolution. Mysterious Ways is quite a standout example of how they were experimenting a bit with different styles and beats. And topping the charts in December 1991 was a re-release of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. And as you may remember, Freddie Mercury died on the 24th of November in 1991. My name's Richard Edwards, and you've been listening to Offbeat on Radio Ara 102.9, 105.2 and 87.8. Now, I started the show with a sort of pseudo-Christmas song from Jonah Louis, but I'll close the show with something that is undeniably a bit sort of full-on festive tune. Back on December the 21st, 1987, this was number one in the Radio Luxembourg chart. It's an Irish folk-style ballad performed by The Pogues and featuring Kirsty MacColl on vocals alongside Shane McGowan. And I did actually read recently that he was quite sick and in hospital at the moment, so wishing him a speedy recovery. So to close the show, something festive. A Fairy Tale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
That bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, cheap, cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. Kept them with me, babe, I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone, I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
So, ho ho ho, Merry Christmas, and all that. I hope you've enjoyed this festive wander down memory lane. Thanks for listening to this show, and maybe some of the others throughout 2023 as well. I'm going to be putting my thinking cap on over the next few weeks or so to come up with some new themes for 2024. In the meantime, wishing you Shefaidish and a gute Rutsch into the new year. I'm going to be playing you out now. I've got a few minutes left with one of my favourites from Ryuki Sakamoto. In the background, you can hear Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Adi, I'll best next year.